Well, most of us are aware of homelessness when we see someone sleeping rough, but they're just the tip of the iceberg, according to figures released today. Homelessness is a rising and highly concerning issue which is facing Australia. The total number of homeless Australians has increased by 14% to over 116,000. That's between 2011 and 2016. Guy Johnson is Australia's first Professor of Urban Housing, Homelessness, and is a member of the Australian Bureau of Statistics Homeless Reference Group. He told Henry Wilson that over 90% of homeless people are invisible to the general public.
Most homeless people are in either severely overcrowded dwellings, living in boarding houses temporarily, couch surfing, staying with friends, in emergency accommodation. So most of the homeless is hidden from view, so the public wouldn't see them. So I don't think they have a full understanding of the homeless population or the issue of homelessness itself.
And what's the main cause of so much homelessness in Australia?
Two common characteristics are homelessness affects people who are chronically disadvantaged and poor, those below the poverty line. We also know that the housing market plays a role much more than the labour market. So when the housing market is tight, i.e. when rents at the lower end of the housing market are high or properties are hard to get, you tend to find higher rates of homelessness. So the housing market and poverty are two what we'd call structural factors driving it. Then you have a range of other factors that are contributing. Family violence is a significant factor that contributes to homelessness amongst women. We know that people have experienced trauma, but also have little economic capital, are more likely to fall into the homeless population. We know there's pathways from the state out-of-home care system, from justice facilities, prisons and so forth. They contribute to high rates of homelessness. And where we see lower rates in other countries is because they've blocked many of those pathways, or they've got more equitable and fair welfare systems and housing markets than Australia has.
And is public housing a prominent issue for those that are homeless in Australia?
Absolutely. We've done a study over here using a really interesting data set called Journeys Home. And it's the only data set in the world that can model entries and exits from homelessness. And when you have a look at those factors that prevent homelessness amongst a very disadvantaged sample, you find that the thing that is strongest in terms of preventing homelessness is public housing. And so we're in this sort of quite unusual situation where the amount of public housing stock is declining, and yet we know that that is the thing that will provide the strongest protection against homelessness for disadvantaged households.
And what is Australia doing to prevent homelessness?
Well, it's not doing much in the housing market, and that's the biggest issue that a number of academics and I think advocates have, that they're not doing enough to address the lack of affordable housing in the housing market. So until we do something about the housing market at the lower end, we're going to continue to have increases in the rate of homelessness. As you'd be aware, I mean, the numbers today released by the ABS are up by 14% from 2011, and they were an increase on the previous census. So it's a continued and sustained rise in the number of homeless. So until we do something about housing, we're never going to really address that. What governments are doing is investing a lot of money in homelessness services, and that's fine. People need some form of assistance and support to address the problems they may have or just to get out of the homeless population. But, of course, that system becomes incredibly congested if there's no affordable housing for people to go to. So it always comes down to the issue of affordable housing. And we just don't have a housing strategy that focuses clearly enough on growing affordable housing at the lower end of the housing market.
That's Australia's first Professor of Urban Housing and Homelessness, Guy Johnson. He was talking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.